This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Liz Keating was appointed to Cincinnati City Council amid a corruption scandal and growing mistrust among the public. She campaigned to keep her seat in 2021, writing in a commentary for the Inquirer that leaders need to bring civility back to council by stopping the petty bickering and political gamesmanship. She won election that year, becoming the only Republican on the 9-member council, surrounded by Democratic colleagues in a county that has become increasingly blue. She lost re-election this month when voters chose 9 endorsed Democrats for city council. Today, we're going to talk about her time in office and what will be next for council when Democrats hold all 9 seats. Joining me now are Cincinnati City Councilmember Liz Keating. Welcome back, Councilmember Keating.
Thanks for having me.
And Hamilton County Republican Party Chairman Russell Mock. Thanks for being here, Chairman Mock.
Thank you for having us.
Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Councilmember Keating, as I mentioned, you were appointed to council to replace former Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld. Then you won election to council in 2021. Did you have any reservations about becoming part of city council at that time? There was this public corruption stuff swirling around so hot and heavy. Was being a city councilmember what you expected it to be?
Yeah, you know, I will say I was a little nervous because I was fresh out of the hospital having a second baby with a 1-year-old at home. So it was all within a couple weeks of all of that. So nerves were there of like, oh, is this the right thing, leaving my kids and a brand new baby? But it was the greatest experience of my life, the greatest honor to serve the city that I absolutely love. And I don't know what I expected going in. Now looking back, just so much experience, so much change. But it was the experience of a lifetime.
Yeah. What accomplishments on council make you most proud as you look back on your time?
You know, I think most recently it was getting that charter amendment passed, because that was something that we had talked about literally since almost the first few weeks of council and when I started 3 years ago, of just different ways to be able to, one, clean up the charter, create more transparency, and create new efficiencies, even in council with electronic voting, things like that. So being able to get that done. But there are so many things looking back on that we were able to accomplish. And I don't know if I could pick one, because I think they were all very, very unique. But I think overall, the greatest thing was just being able to work with every single council member from last term and this term on different issues. I'm really proud of that.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about that as we continue our conversation. But I have to ask you, what was the worst part of the job?
Worst part? I don't know if there was a worst part. There were a lot of challenges. I'd say for, a quiet introvert, you know, getting out in the public space, that was very different. In learning how to become a public figure, that was different. And I think, I don't know if there was a worst part. It is such a unique opportunity to be able to serve my city. And I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity.
Yeah. There were a number of policies that you really took on during your time at council. I'm thinking of zoning and density being one of them, which became, a lot of people believe it's such an important issue when it comes to affordable housing and our need for more housing. It became kind of contentious. What are your thoughts when you look back on that whole thing?
You know, I wish it got passed. We consistently hear that we need more housing. We need to continue to grow. We have a housing shortage, and our biggest barrier to building more housing are our zoning laws. And if we had gotten that passed 2 years ago, we would have already overcome that major hurdle to be able to build more housing. The chamber has given 2 state of the region addresses since that vote. And each time they have consistently said, we need to change our zoning laws to be able to tackle the housing crisis that we have. It's a little frustrating that we're still 2 years out and we still haven't done it. I'm hoping, and I have faith in the next council to be able to get something like that passed so that we can see us really tackle these housing issues, get more housing built, continue to grow as a region, to bring jobs and actually, you know, expand the tax base in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Chairman Mock, when you think about some of the issues that Councilmember Keating really tackled during her time on council, you know, zoning, density, that comes up. What do you think were some of the factors that played into those votes? I imagine you were watching with interest when some of those discussions were happening.
Well, you know, Liz brought to the, you know, obviously taking in the time frame when she came on the council in 21, what was going on. I mean, the level of corruption and things, and we had council people that were under indictment. And the public trust was very, very low. And I think just broadly, all the issues, her perspective on it, her hardworking, I mean, she brought the perspective. She was asking questions. And I think that really helped the general tone of the council, along with her, you know, you talk to everybody and most people on council, her willing to work with people and her civility. She truly believes that, and she implemented that through her time on council.
Yeah. Councilmember Keating, what were you expecting when you went into Election Day this year, just earlier this month?
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a very, very tough battle. With the state issues on the ballot, there was going to be unprecedented turnout. And mathematically, that doesn't help Republicans. Only 15% of the city's voters are Republicans. So the higher the turnout, the harder it is for a Republican to get on. So we knew it was going to be a massive challenge. You know, we put in all the hard work. I was really proud of the campaign team we built. We had both parties represented, plus Charterites and Independents. We had people representing, you know, throughout the entire city, help doing fundraisers, out knocking on doors, phone banking, everything. So we went in with leaving it all on the field and giving it the absolute best shot that we could. You know, it was a heartbreaking result, but I honestly don't think we could have done anything different. There were so many forces that we just couldn't control.
It was pretty darn close, too, right? I mean, how many votes was the spread? Did you lose by? Do you remember? Like, it was fewer than 200 or something, if I remember correctly.
It was a little under 1,000.
Oh, a little under 1,000. Okay. Okay. Well, still pretty darn close out of all those votes cast. Chairman Mock, what were your expectations for Councilmember Keating going into Election Day? Did you think she had a good chance of winning re-election?
Absolutely. I was very hopeful. And I was surprised when Liz lost. And, you know, her loss isn't just for her and her family or the party. It was really for the whole city, because there was no one that is more hardworking and dedicated and loves the city. And I've said this before about her. She's doing it for all the right reasons. She didn't take this job to, you know, propel into another position or something. That she did it because of how much she cared for her city. And I think that came through in her campaign. She ran hard, in my opinion. She ran harder than anybody else. She was everywhere. She was willing to talk with everybody. You know, in a campaign, again, it was 9 against 1. It was the Democratic slate against the Republican slate. Mm-hmm. And that didn't stop her. She came out and, you know, unfortunately, the power of the sample ballot, you know, just along with the other forces going on with the statewide issues, you know, she just wasn't able to get across the finish line. But not for lack, she was absolutely the best candidate in the race.
And that you are, that there's no bias there, right?
maybe a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I want to remind our listeners, we're talking with Cincinnati City Councilmember Liz Keating and Hamilton County Republican Party Chairman Russell Mock about the recent election and what will be next for council when Democrats hold all 9 seats. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or by emailing talk@wvxu.org. Chairman Mock, Councilmember Keating talked a little bit about turnout and some of the factors that were kind of that she was working against in this last election. What are some of the factors that you think came into play with, you know, somebody you view obviously as a very strong candidate who'd worked very hard on council, had won election in 2021? What were the factors working against her?
Well, unfortunately, with sort of the polarization of the political scene right now, and I think it was no more evident than in this election. People simply voted down the Democratic sample ballot. And obviously, as Liz talked about, you know, we're very outnumbered in the city in Republicans, Democrats. And in that environment, you know, I just don't think I take it partly, you know, the party's responsibility is to educate voters. We're all supposed to educate voters to know who is the most qualified, you know, who we're going to align with. And I just don't think people are taking the time anymore to necessarily look past the party. We talked about looking at the person, not the party. And I think if people had done that in this election, they would have seen that Liz was certainly, again, in my opinion, the most qualified person and should have been reelected.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about that because, you know, Councilmember Keating mentioned this charter amendment that she'd been working so hard for well over a year, if I'm remembering correctly. That did pass. Voters did approve that, yet they did not reelect Councilmember Keating. What did that tell you as the party chair? I mean, do you think are voters looking at policy when they're looking at candidates, or are they looking at party? What did that really tell you?
I think a little bit of both. You know, as far as the numbers concerned with that, the Hamilton County Republican Party, we did take an issue. We supported issue 23. And so it was on our sample ballot. And I think that obviously helped it pass as well.
And it was not on the blue sample ballot.
Correct.
There was no yes or no. They didn't take a position. So,
and with all of the other issues going on, you know, yes, no, you know, we were no on 24. You know, there was obviously the railroad 22 and then 23. I have to believe there was a little bit of voter confusion on some of those, though, also. But again, issue 23, if you took the time to read it, and it was about good government. And I don't want to explain because Liz did such a great job explaining it to people about what it really was. And it makes sense. And, you know, and I think not openly, but most of the Democrats, from my understanding, thought it was a good piece of legislation. But they made it political because they didn't want to give Liz credit for bringing, you know, strong legislation to the floor. And so, again, I think that's putting politics aside from actually doing the business of running the city, which is supposed to be what they're there for.
What did you make of that outcome, Councilmember Keating? The fact that charter amendment that you'd worked so hard for did pass, that had to feel good, but that you did not get reelected, even though you were the person who, you know, was pushing so hard to make that happen.
Yeah, you know, we were a little nervous because it was going to get, it was 23 in between 22 and 24, which were more controversial issues. But we did test the language that was going to go on the ballot. We did make sure that people understood it, that it was clear. People on both sides knew what it was. And we didn't want to rely on a sample ballot either side to get it passed. And we rewrote that ballot language a couple of times to make sure it made sense. And so I do think it shows that people did read that. But in particular, when it's not on all the sample ballots, it does force people to actually read what they're voting on. And then I think when it's clear that this is a good government policy, then people voted to support it. And I was really proud to see that pass. And I think it's my parting gift to City Hall. It's going to help them out tremendously in efficiencies.
Yeah, but it sounds like you weren't saying, man, why did that pass and I didn't get reelected? I don't get that vibe from you.
No, I mean, I am really proud that it passed. I am very sad. I'm heartbroken. I absolutely love this job. I absolutely love this city. And so that part was hard. And it still is hard thinking about not being able to continue to serve in this role and serve alongside such incredible people that work for the city. But I'm going to find new ways to stay involved and continue to impact this city that I love so dearly.
Well, we will talk more about that and when we continue our conversation in just a moment. And later in the program, we'll discuss a program aimed at increasing Black home ownership in Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We continue our conversation about the recent Cincinnati City Council election and what will be next for council when Democrats hold all 9 seats. My guests are Cincinnati City Council member Liz Keating and Hamilton County Republican Party Chairman Russell Mock. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. Chairman Mock, I want to ask you, you know, Councilmember Keating has been known for asking lots of questions, but also for working really well with her Democratic colleagues in City Hall. If she couldn't win re-election, do you think any Republican has a chance in the city?
You know, again, yes, I do. I do think we have a chance. I think a lot of it we were talking about was with these issues that and the headwinds that Liz was going into in this year, especially with issue 1 and issue 2. I think if we keep talking about the issues, You know, I keep looking every day for candidates that are going to appeal across the political spectrum, you know, great candidates like Liz. And I think if we find them and we talk about, continue talking about the issues which are important to us, we talk about continuing to support law enforcement and first responders, and we talk about the economy, we talk about fiscal responsibility, especially at the local government levels, and we keep having those conversations, I always think, you know, the cream is going to rise to the top. And, you know, we had that in Liz Keating, and I think there are other people out there. And so I just think it's a matter of timing and the environment and finding the right people.
You talked before the break about just the partisan nature of politics these days and, you know, how those what those sample ballots mean to voters going in. What do you think this means for people working across party lines? I mean, there will be none of that during the next council because everybody's the same party. But if there is another Republican elected in the future, do you think that makes it less appealing to try to work across party lines? What's the future for that, do you think?
Well, I still view good government is you have to reach across the aisle. You have to listen to other people. You have to be willing to do that. You might not always agree on everything that comes there, but it's part of the personality. And you're right. It's hard in this environment to be where you might have to actually agree with your opponent on some things. But that's the only way that we're going to get things done and move forward with government, and especially at the local level.
Yeah. Councilmember Keating, you're still doing very important work at City Hall through the end of the year. What are you hoping to accomplish to get finished before your term ends?
Well, we've got city manager review going on right now, which I'm leading with Councilmember Kramerding. So that report is going to be coming out in 2 weeks. I'm still trying to get childcare passed. We tried this summer and it failed 7-2 with Mark Jeffries, Councilmember Mark Jeffries joining me. That's coming back and I'm hoping we can get that done to
explain
be able to help.
What that is.
We're trying to expand childcare within our CRC facilities. Our Cincy Rec teams actually do childcare before and after school for most CPS schools. So it is a critical piece to Cincinnati's economy to allow parents and caregivers to continue to go to work, paychecks going home. We're not operating at capacity right now. I want to see us operating at capacity so we can get more families into CPS schools and then more of those parents and caregivers going to work. So hoping to get that accomplished and also have something else that we're going to be announcing soon, but I can't break news on the radio today, but it's coming soon.
Okay.
And really proud of that work. So hoping we can get that accomplished before the term is up.
You sure you don't want to break news on the radio right now?
I would love to, but we haven't finalized it yet, but something that's been in the work for well over a year.
Okay.
And something that I'm going to be really proud if we can get that done.
Okay. Well, maybe you can tell Becca when you're ready.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. What do you want your legacy on City Council to be, Councilmember Keating?
I think it's working really well with everyone. I think being able to build coalitions, unexpected coalitions, unlikely coalitions that never had sat at the table together, working together for a common cause to make Cincinnati better, for asking questions and challenging ideas, but doing it in a very civil manner. That's the kind of politics and government that I truly believe in, and that's what I wanted to do on council, and I believe I did do it, and I'm really proud of that work.
Yeah. What are you expecting from the next council term? What do you think are the most important issues that the next council will need to tackle in the new year?
I think number one, going into one party rule, is there's got to be somebody asking questions. There's got to be somebody who is willing to step up and challenge their own party. That is so critical for democracy. That is critical for the public to know and understand what's going on, that transparency piece. And it's important to be able to build trust in government. So someone's got to be able to ask questions and challenge ideas. And I'm hoping someone will be able and will be willing to step up and take on that role. You know, housing is always an issue. They're facing a massive budget crisis, and they've got railroad dollars coming in. And, you know, the one party now gets to appoint the railroad board. Granted, it does have to be a bipartisan board, but they get to determine, one party gets to determine who actually constitutes as a Republican to be on that board. And one party with, you know, no political balance gets to spend that kind of money, which is an extraordinary amount of money. So it's going to be extremely important that the public and the media are paying very close attention and holding council accountable on these things.
Do you think they're going to make progress on zoning and these questions of density that you tried to bring to the forefront a couple years ago?
I hope so. Councilmember Harris has been working very hard on what he has called connected communities, which touches zoning, to be able to change zoning, particularly along the public transit lines, which is what we tried to do with density. This is a little bit different, but in a much more expansive way. And I have a lot of hope because that needs to happen if the city wants to continue to grow and we want to have enough housing for all families and citizens in the city.
Yeah. Chairman Mock, what do you think are the big issues that you're watching most that this next council will need to tackle in the new year, in the new term?
As Councilman Keating said, fiscal responsibility. You know, there's the stimulus money that sort of, you know, we were flush with cash is drying up, but now we have the money coming in from a railroad, and there needs to be transparency on how it's being spent, how it's being managed, all those things. And to her point, you know, one example, and we talked about this before we went on radio, about the Ohio Elections Committee, the City Elections Committee. There's no Republicans on that. So the only it's a self-governing body. And so now it has to be the voters. And so they have to hold themselves accountable to the voters. And, you know, I'm afraid that if we go back into the era of corruption and things that are going on, that, you know, the lack of public trust will be right back where we were before Liz was on the council.
Well, do you think corruption is a natural outgrowth of just having one party on council? I mean, that seems like are you connecting those dots there?
I think so. I mean, it's definitely and we'll find out. We're you know, again, only time will tell. And we can hope for the best. And again, to Liz's point about there needs to be people asking questions. And with no Republican or no other voice to stand up against the mayor and other people, the questions are going to have to be asked. So I think everyone is going to have the obligation to step up.
Councilmember Keating, what's next for you? Is there another political office that would interest you? Would you consider running for council again? Have you been able to think much about that since Election Day?
You know, I don't know. I never set out to be a politician. You know, I was appointed into this role and I found that I absolutely loved it. But it's not something that has been like my long-term career path. Going to keep the door open to any opportunity that comes in front of me. But right now I'm trying to figure out what's next and ways that I can still stay engaged in this city and continue to impact the policy and the things that I love and care about so much. And go back and having a little bit more time as a mom right now, too. I've got two preschoolers that had an absolute blast on the campaign trail, but they are very happy to have me home in the evenings now. So
I bet. Well, and I'm going to ask you about Councilmember Keating's political future, too, Chairman Mock. But I want to circle back on this corruption concern that we talked about, because not every council member, former council member who was indicted was a Democrat. So I just think it's important to point that out. Do you think it's possible, I mean, for an all Democratic council to do things the right way and not have corruption be the outgrowth?
Well, I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's a concern.
Okay.
You know, Liz has been a fighter. Liz is one of the people that has been strong enough to stand up and ask questions. Okay. And I'm just truly hoping, and I think that was part of the thing that led into the corruption that hopefully we've gotten past, and that, you know, the public trust can be back there. And so I just hope someone's willing to step up and do what she's been doing.
Okay. Raise those questions and make things uncomfortable sometimes in a civil way. Gotcha.
Civil way.
Yeah. Well, Chairman Mock, what kind of political future do you think Councilmember Keating has? Do you think she could make a good congressional candidate, for example?
The future is bright for Liz Keating. You know, everyone and I've gotten to know her better through this campaign, and every time that we get together and we talk about issues, I'm always amazed of like how well prepared she is and how she knows the issues. And so I think whatever she chooses to do, you know, she will be the best at what she does. And so we want to keep her involved and as much as we can. And, you know, it goes back to what I was talking about. It's about finding good candidates. And she's a great candidate, and she would be good in any public office that she chooses.
Okay, but you're not giving away any hints which direction you're pushing that, Liz Keating right
those
now.
Those questions are for her. You know, she's honest. She's going to figure it out, and hopefully she comes back.
Okay. Well, enjoy your time with your toddlers. I know it's not there yet because you're still holding down City Hall for a few more weeks, but I've been talking with Cincinnati City Councilmember Liz Keating and Hamilton County Republican Party Chairman Russell Mock. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. Up next, we'll discuss a new partnership aimed at increasing Black home ownership in Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati Edition.